here's a story from The World.
Turning now to Ghana, where a proposed bill is threatening the rights of the LGBTQ community there. The bill would criminalize homosexuality and impose jail time on those who advocate on their behalf. The bill also proposes conversion therapy, an attempt to change somebody's sexual orientation. Journalist Ridwan Karim Dini Osman has been following this from Ghana for us, and he joins us from the capital, Accra. Ridwan, I gather a new group in Ghana has emerged to oppose this bill. Who are they, and what kind of clout do they have to stop this bill from actually becoming law?
Michael, so this group is called the Coalition of Lawyers, Academics and Professionals, and it is requesting that Parliament throws out the anti-LGBTQ bill widely described by human rights groups as a homophobe's dream. Now, the coalition argues that Ghana is a secular democracy and not a theocratic Christian or Islamic republic or an African traditional monarchy, according to the constitution. The group also says its aim is to ensure that the rights of every citizen, be it homosexual or not, are protected. It says the proposed bill currently before Parliament has so many flaws and it is full of hate. Let's hear from Akoto Ampah, who is a private legal practitioner and a member of the coalition.
If it is passed, you can't amend it. If you try to amend it to reduce its ferocity of assault on those who are referred to as LGBTQ people, you'll be committing an offense. If you are a mother and you have a son who is a homosexual, now, this law puts a duty on that mother to report his son to the police. Is this not extremist?
So, Ridwan, what's been the reaction from those on the other side, the people pushing for this bill to be passed?
So the leader of the group of MPs that put this bill before Parliament is Sam George, who is the Member of Parliament for the Ningo Pram-Pram constituency. He has essentially rubbished the arguments advanced by this group, accusing them of hypocrisy. Now, let's take a listen to what more he had to say in response to the group's memo against this bill.
Homosexuality or sexual preference is not a right, as guaranteed by the 1992 Constitution. If majority of us have taken a position that we are not tolerant of accepting sexual preference and perversion, we have the same right to take that position.
So largely, the religious community in Ghana is unanimous in terms of its support for this anti-LGBTQ bill. However, what is interesting is the latest by the Church of Pentecost in the country. Now, in the church's a memorandum to Parliament, it argues it has 2 million members in the country and that they will hit the streets to fight anyone that opposes the bill. It also threatened to vote out the current government if it fails to give the bill a pass. Here is the national chairman of the Church of Pentecost, Apostle Eric Nyameche.
But we are going to cause our people to come on the street, and we are going to warn any government that if you vote against this bill, we will vote you out. And that is it. There's no room for neutrality. What I'm saying is not political. It's about the future of the nation.
Wow, it really seems that the sides are drawn in Ghana over this bill. Ridwan, how many of these memos have been received either for or against this bill that would criminalize homosexuality? And what are we looking at as a timeline?
Well, the bill is currently before Parliament's Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Committee. However, the window for the receipt of these memos was closed last Friday. What we do understand is that they have received more than 150 memos in total. Parliament has been on recess since July and resumes later this month. There are suggestions that the controversial bill may be on top of the agenda.
So what is the likelihood that this bill will pass in Parliament and become law? What are experts saying?
Well, the support for this bill far exceeds those who are against it. The Speaker of Parliament, the leadership on both sides of the House are for this bill. Now, the LGBT community has meanwhile adopted a wait-and-see approach as they continue to call on the global community to intervene. Now, if the bill is passed by Parliament, the President can either decide to ignore critics and sign it or veto it, something analysts and diplomats say he may be unwilling to do, given the widespread support for anti-LGBT legislation in Ghana.
Journalist Ridwan Karim Dini Osman in Accra speaking with us about a new bill that seeks to criminalize homosexuality in Ghana. Ridwan, thank you for your time.
Always a pleasure, Marco.